We offer this office in prayer for our new Pope, Leo XIV. We also invite you to our Rome pilgrimage in November. See the description for a link with details and registration. Now let's pray.
O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Chorus Novae Jerusalem, hymni novam dulcedinem, promat colens cum sobris, Paschale festum gaudis. Quo Christus invictus leo, Dracone surgens obruto, dum voce viva personat, a morte functos excitat. Quam devorarat improbus, predam refundit Tartarus, captivitate libera, Iesum secuntur agmina. Triumphat ille splendide, et dignus amplitudine, soli pollique patriam, unam facit rem publicam. Ipsum canendo supplices, regem precemor milites, ut in suo clarissimo nos ordinet palatio. Esto perenne mensibus, Paschale Iesu gaudium, et nos renatos gratiae. Tuis triumphis agrega, Iesu tibisit gloria, qui morte victa prenites, cum Patre Tolmo Spiritu, in sempiterna saecula. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful, you are just, give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails, my heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past, I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk, to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Vincensit ab ei, et ei re deligno vitae, quod est in paradiso Dei mei. Alleluia. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who were in mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, though I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent, as nurslings you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap, as a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Vincensit ab ei, et ei re deligno vitae, quod est in paradiso Dei mei. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly, he humbles the wicked to the dust. Oh, sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food, and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warrior strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit is alive because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Jesus from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life also, through his Spirit dwelling in you. The Lord is risen from the tomb.
Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Non est discipulus super magistrum, neque servus Maior Domino suo. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins, in the tender compassion of our God. The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Non est discipulus super magistrum, neque servus maior domino suo. Alleluia. God the Father has given us his Son for the resurrection of his people. Let us turn with confidence to the Father and say, May the Lord Jesus be our very life. As a pillar of fire you lighted the way for your people in the desert. Through his resurrection may Christ be today the light of our life. May the Lord Jesus be our very life. Through the voice of Moses you taught your people from the mountain. Through his resurrection may Christ be today the light of our life. May the Lord Jesus be our very life. You fed your pilgrim people with your gift of manna. Through his resurrection may Christ be today the light of our life. May the Lord Jesus be our very life. You gave your people water from the rock. Through his resurrection may Christ be today the light of our life. May the Lord Jesus be our very life. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra, panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings, look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness, and in those you have chosen to make new, through the water of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. November 16th to 24th, we'll be going to Rome for our first ever Sing the Hours pilgrimage. Teaming up with Verso Ministries, we have mapped out 8 days of beautiful liturgies in the most beautiful churches in the world. Join us in Rome for the prayer, for the sights, for the chant, for our new Pope Leo XIV, and of course, for the pasta. Check the link in the description for more information and to register today. God bless.